Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall. Today is a very passionate show. You know, I've said many times that a show topic will come to me, and all during the week, I will experience or witness things that actually helps to enhance the show. This week has been no different. This week our topic is stupid people. And I know a lot of people, some went, they just jumped up in arms and they were like, why are you talking about stupid people, blah, 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 again? But this goes with human perception. This runs so much deeper than just calling someone stupid. This is not what this show is about. I'm going to put a whole new spin on the perception of stupid people. Let me give you a little bit of a definition. Stupid means lacking intelligence or common sense. And the noun is a stupid person, often used as a term of address. You're not a coward, stupid. And it was odd when I found this particular example of stupid as a noun. This is what we're talking about today. I am not talking about what you may perceive to be a stupid person by default. We're talking about those people who use stupidity by choice as a vice to validate their poor decisions and actions. That's what this show is about today. So we're going to jump right into our topic today. And, of course, we're going to do our meditation at the end, of course, because we're going to release all of these issues that we've pulled around all week, and we're going to relax near the end of the show. So let's get started, because this has been a very troublesome week for me. And let me give you some examples. Let's start off with those people who think that we are the stupid people. You know, we are the dumb bunny foo-foos out here in the world. I had a colleague of mine who was very upset. Give you an example. She was more upset than her child was, actually, because her child was disinvited or uninvited to a function that one of her friends was having. And her mom was very upset. And, of course, her friend said, well, you know, my friends don't like you, blah, blah, blah. Again, it's not about what the friends think. It's about the fact that her daughter's friend did not want her there. But she used the friends as her vice in hopes that her daughter and her mom and her daughter's mom, of course, would be stupid enough to buy into the fact that this is your function, but you're going to allow your friends to dictate who you invite to your function that your parents have paid for. So then who becomes the stupid person? Are you their puppet on a string, their dope on a rope? Then you become the stupid person because you allow others to dictate what you do at your own function. And in the same breath, you pass along that cancerous motion and you think that the person on the receiving end is stupid as well. It's not about what they don't want. It's I. Try this sometimes. I don't want you there. I don't like you. I want you to go away. I, not they. It's an I. Because anytime you tell anyone, well, they don't want you to do this or they don't want you to do this, and you're just the messenger, there's a problem with that picture. Who's the stupid person then? And I'll give you a very heartfelt example. I got a phone call at work earlier in the week. It was a neighbor of mine, and he wanted to give me the heads up that he had contracted with my ex-abuser to come into the neighborhood to work on a house that's two doors down from mine. And the more I talked, I told him, wait, you're going to do business with him. First thing out of his mouth was, oh, wow. You know, I know that you had told me that he had an affair with a neighbor or something like that. Okay, right then and there, dumb bunny foo-foo flag was raised. I'm like, wait a minute. The courts told me to post my year-long protection order in the windows of my home. You held my court papers in your hand. I did not care who he slept with in the neighborhood. This man abused me. He tore up my home. He raped me. And you're telling me that you just remember that he had an affair with a neighbor, and that's not good enough for you not to do business with him. Again, you think that I'm the dumb bunny foo-foo. I told him, I said, you held my court papers. You read my court papers. You know that this man is an unlicensed contractor in this state. You know that he has a criminal history. You know that he has the propensity for violence. You know these things. But his excuse to me was, times are hard and everyone is trying to save a buck. So that told me that my life was, the crap on the bottom of his shoe was probably worth more than my life and my well-being to this person, because they had to save a buck. He's not the first one in the neighborhood to do this. You know, they come up with, well, he's a former neighbor, and I don't want to get involved with you all's situation, and he's saving me money. He's not the first one to do that. But when you try to play me and think that I'm the stupid person, then I have to put it back on you. So I sent him a nice little email, and I told him, I said, you know, I'm going to have to respond to this like I've done to so many others. I had to let them go. They don't have a place in my life anymore. And I got the speech about, you're a wonderful, good person, and you've always been kind and respectful to my family and me, and I appreciate it. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, but I'm going to pay your ex-abuser to do the work on my house because I need to save a buck. So I had to let him go because he was playing me for the dumb bunny foo-foo. Like I'm some stupid person who wasn't reading between the lines. So that's what this topic of stupid people is all about. You know, the bottom line is when you use stupidity by choice, stupidity, being stupid is not a disability. That's a choice that many of us make. Yes, we have a few people who may be a little bit off by default. We're not talking about them. I respect them. They have issues that need to be addressed. But the bottom line is, when we're talking about people who will choose anything, and let me go back and read to you the example that was for the noun of a stupid person, often used as a term of address. You're not a coward, stupid. Odd enough that that was the sentence that they used, because you are a coward, because you will blame everything that you want, that you made the choice to say and or do, on the infamous they. They don't want you here. They don't like you. They, when the issue is you. You're the one who doesn't want that person in your circle. You're the one who does not want that person in your life. You're the one. And if you're not that person, then you're the stupid person for allowing the infamous they to control your life. That makes you the stupid person. That makes you the stupid person. Not them, you. You know, our inspirational vitamins for today, it comes from Luke 11:28, but he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Now, if you know that it's what you want to do, you think I'm stupid by lying to me, blaming it on someone else. You know, God told us, thou shalt not lie. Come correct and real. I'm grown, and in many cases, you're grown too. Act like it. Act like an adult. Come to me as an adult, and I'll respond as an adult. I'm not going to catch an attitude. Anyone who knows me, they know that. You come to me incorrectly, I'm going to erase you. You already know what you did, but you did it in hopes that I'm going to be dumb enough to buy into your mess and believe it. I don't have to stand up here and argue with anyone and call them out when you're grown, especially those who have many more years of experience than I do. You know what you've done. And John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And that's true. The truth will set you free. Do not come to me and tell me that they, you know, they. And in our chat room, Live Truth, you know, we all have been the infamous dumb bunny foo-foo at some point in time. You are actually correct. I understand. I've been there, done that. But guess what? This is still the beginning of a brand new year. We'll know. That's the whole point of doing the Sunday morning meditation, is to open our eyes. As I help to open yours, it's enlightening and opening mine as well. And I tell you, this means so much, because there are so many people out there who are either the dopes on the rope, the puppets on the string, or in many cases, I'll say more cases than it is the aforementioned, is that people who use the infamous they to cover up their wants, their demands, their needs, or whatever it is, their likes, their dislikes, they. It's not they. Repeat after me. I don't like you. I want you to go away. I want you to disappear. I do not like you, not they. They have nothing to do with it. They are entitled to their opinions, but if it's something that you have control over, you have the final say. Do not play me for the infamous dumb bunny foo-foo. Do not do it, because I will let you think that you have gotten away with something, and I will erase you just like you erased me. And in many cases, these people will come around and they'll need you long before you will ever need them. So just remember, when we talk about stupid people, we're not talking about the people that have an ailment by default. We're talking about the people who choose stupidity as their vice and validation for their corrupt deeds and action and words in some cases, whatever it takes. These are the stupid people. Either you're stupid enough to allow others to control what you say and or do, or you think that we as the recipients are stupid enough to fall for your excuses. Here comes that light bulb moment. We're not buying it. We may not address it, but we're not buying it. And some people listening to this show won't be buying it anymore. They will not be buying it. So just remember, when you go down that road and you become stupid by choice, then you're going to get a very smart reaction back. For every action is an equal or greater reaction. No problem. You dictate your fate. I don't. The recipients don't. You do. Now, the recipients, some of them can choose to buy into it. I'm not one of them. I know how to erase, because for every stupid person that I erase out of my life, or person that's done a lot of stupid things without thinking things through clearly, I gain three or more people who are positive, who are full of encouragement, who are on a like-minded mission. And, you know, when I look back on some things, letting some things go, wow, I'm surprised that I put up with it and had it around for as long as I did in the first place. Again, that's my dumb bunny foo-foo moment. But the bottom line is, I don't miss them. It's like I just let go of something that should have been gone in the first place. And I'm not saying if you make the choice to keep giving people chances and they do it more than once, twice, three times, five times, who's the stupid one then? I'm not saying that some people you have to keep in your life because you're connected in some way. That's an eternal way. But other people, you can let go. Some people you have to go to work and see every single day of your life, or you see them in church. You're a member of the same groups. You do a lot of things together, or in some cases, your family or your neighbors. You have to live side by side or across the street or down the street. I can't run from my situation, but I can keep erasing those people who mean me no good. Because as long as they don't have any information from me about me, they have nothing to discuss with my ex-abuser. They can't give him my schedule. They can't tell him what I'm thinking, what I'm doing. I have never seen a man who hated all the neighbors who thought that they were cheap and shiftless and no good when we were married will take a low-bid job just so that he can stay in this neighborhood. You know, for the longest time, he was sending mail to my house. It just stopped recently. I haven't had any in a while. I divorced him in 2010, and he was in the neighborhood, and I guess he thought he could start ordering products and things and having them delivered to my home. And being as though, like my other neighbor said, he had an affair with you know, the infamous backyard whore of a neighbor, as I call her, with such fond regard. She can walk around and take all of the things off of my front porch when I'm not home as they're being delivered and give it to her man. So I had to call the police, the postal inspectors, UPS, FedEx, everyone, and get them involved because this man does not know how to let go. And even till this day, he's still using my address on his bogus company's website. He does not want to let go of me. And from the neighbor in the backyard to all the other neighbors, they don't understand that of the dynamics of what an abuser does. And they don't care because they're saving a couple of dollars. That's all that matters to them. So they want to be stupid enough to fall for his charismatic ways and his BS. I'm going to be smart enough to protect myself and walk away from all of it. And of course, when my life gets back together and I'm able to relocate, I will. And then they can have the son of Satan all to themselves. And as an unlicensed contractor and some of the work that they have him doing, I know that that was not his strong point. So when ceilings fall down and steps fall apart and their tenants and the people get hurt because they're using someone who's unlicensed, that's on them. Then those neighbors become the stupid people who fell for the con man, who's got a track record all over the internet. He's got more complaints and people have written to the Better Business Bureau. But hey, they're saving a buck. So they don't care. Until something happens, they won't care. And when that something happens and they find out he's not bonded, he's not insured, he has illegal workers working for him, then they will know. When I divorced him, he chose the life of being a scam and a con artist because it was easier for him. I was the wife who supported him, who kept him on the straight and narrow, but it was easier for him to go out there, have a neighbor who, by his own words, was controllable. She will do what he says. He had a plan for her and her family. He was smart enough to do it. He was stupid enough to tell me about it, and I'm smart enough to tell the world about it. But she's stupid enough to fall for his con and love him dearly and wonders why. I told her years ago, come get your man. When I found out, when the truth was revealed to me, I had to make my exit plan because he started to escalate. So just remember, ladies and gentlemen, don't be a stupid person for anyone. Open your eyes, see, believe. Don't let your heart overshadow your gut feeling. Trust me, there are a lot of stupid people out there. I've been a stupid person. You've been a stupid person, and you've been one too. For whatever end of the spectrum that you're on, we've all been stupid people at some point in our lives. Today is the day to stop the madness and the vicious cycle. Complete this circle and move on. Just remember, pack your bags with the lessons learned. But leave all of the embarrassment and the should have, would have, could have in the past where it belongs. So again, we're about to go into our meditative phase. And I want you all to just sit back and relax. And I want to let you know that in 2 weeks, Healing Through Hurt is coming back on Saturday night. So on 4/13, we'll have a lady with a lovely voice, Tori Lee, will be joining me to talk about her rise and her continued journey to the top in the world of music. And on 4/20, our topic will be an open discussion, When Love Hurts, Real People, Real Talk, Real Stories of Real Hurt and Real Healing. It's an open forum. Call in. Tell us your story. And of course, next week, our topic for our Sunday morning meditation is Sinners and Secrets. So in a few weeks, Healing Through Hurt will be coming back at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And of course, before we go, as always, I pray each of you enough. I pray enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, but I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And as always, if you're on Facebook, join me there at Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. And as always, the Wall Foundation, Incorporated, is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. And if you ever would like to support us, write to us, send us words of encouragement, there's a donate button on our Facebook page, or you can also visit our company website at thewallfoundationinc.org. Get a lot of information there about our upcoming events. You can also order my new book, Silent Noise Lip Service, there. And of course, if you're on Twitter, we're wall_foundation there. And if you're on Google Plus, we are the Relationship Recovery Group there on Google Plus. And if you need to give us a call, 202-618-2556. Our email is contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you'd like to write to me personally, my email is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And of course, snail mail is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Again, let's lie back, sit back, take some deep breaths. This is going to be self-guided today. I'm about to start the music. This is the Stress Relief CD. I hope you enjoy today's selection. Until next week, I am Maria Wall. Lie back, sit back, close your eyes, relax for a few moments as we listen to the music from the Stress Relief CD. This is Maria Wall for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. Thank you so much for being here. You have no idea how appreciative I am, because each week when I know and meet new people from all over the world, oh, what a feeling it is. And in doing so, as I help to make your day a little brighter, hopefully, you are helping me as well, because I'm still in the midst of my storm and I have a long way to go. But I'll tell you this, I would not give up this journey for anything, because it helped me to find my destiny. I know why I was born on, and you will know too. Thank you all for joining me here this morning. To all of our guests in the chat room, Live Truth Radio, thank you so much for being here. And of course, to all of our callers in the call query, thank you so much for being here. I only have 1 minute left. I'm going to turn it over to the music. So enjoy your Sunday and your week. And I'll see you back here again next week, same time, for our Sunday morning meditation. This is Maria Wall, and I pray each and every one of you enough. Okay, everyone, this will be the conclusion of our broadcast today. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday morning meditation. And just remember, if you have been, stop being that infamous dumb bunny foo-foo. Be no one's dope on the rope, be nobody's fool. Stop allowing the stupid people by choice to ruin your happiness, to detour your journey to your destiny, because stupid people will do it. And if you listen to the show, this is not the stupid people who have ailments by default. These are the people who choose to be stupid by choice. Do not allow them to ruin your happiness. And if you are one of those stupid people who use stupidity as your vice and your validation for the choices you make, stop it. It's not cute. It's not funny. And just because the recipient of your stupidity does not bring it to your attention does not mean that they are not aware of your foolishness. They just chose to be the smarter person and not address it because it's really not worth it. So until next week, when our topic will be Sinners and Secrets, this is Maria Wall thanking you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday morning meditation. Until then, be well, be happy, and remember to smile even when you do not feel like it, because your smile can be a lifesaver to someone. And because of your smile, you may feel a little better too. So until next week, I pray each of you enough. This is Maria Wall, signing off, bidding you a farewell, and wishing you a blessed week and beyond.